few weeks ago, I shared about the decline of the evangelical church in the United States, and that decline was especially happening in the age group of 19 to 30. But it's not just the United States. You would say the same thing for the West as well. Now, the mission world breaks down the world into two categories: the global north, which is developed countries, Europe, North America, Oceania, which is primarily Australia. And so decline is happening in those areas, but decline is not happening in the global south, Asia, Africa, and Latin America. In fact, God is moving in unprecedented ways in the global south. They track the growth of what's happening in these nations in the global south with a word called movements, and that's what we have up there today, movements. And there's over 1,000 such movements in the earth happening right now. You don't hear about it in the news. We're going to tell you about it in the days to come. But God is doing a lot. And here's some encouraging numbers from the global south. There were 9 million Christians in Africa in 1900. By 2000, the year 2000, there was 335 million Christians, with most of the growth happening since 1960. In Latin America, there were 50,000 Protestants. Today, there are more than 64 million, most of them coming to Christ since 1960. The number of Christians in Asia has grown from 101 million to 351 million between 1970 and now. By 2030, China will have the most Christians of any nation on the earth. Isn't it amazing? China. I would never have dreamed that possible. But this is what's happening. In 1980, 65% of the missionaries were sent out from the global north. In 2020, that has reversed. 63% of the missionaries are being sent out from the global south. And so a question that we have to ask, because it's important for us here in the United States, in the global north, are these movements that are happening biblical? And one question we want to answer, does God want to do a movement here in the U.S., and does he want to do one in the Augusta area? Now, Acts 1:8 gives God's heart about a lot of things. Acts 1, verse 8, I'll read that to you. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be my witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Now, Luke accounts the amazing spread of the gospel in the book of Acts. And the book of Acts sets the standard for what a movement is. In the book of Acts, Luke recounts the spread of the gospel in Jerusalem, all Judea and Samaria, just like Acts 1:8, and to the ends of the earth. And so I just want to read a few of the passages about that in the book of Acts, of God moving there, because it's important for us today. And so you can just follow along. We'll put them up on the screen here. And I'll just kind of start reading through them here. Acts 2, verse 41. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. So we just a massive group of people being added to the church. Started with 120 on the day of Pentecost. Now we're seeing 3,000 added. Acts 2, verse 46. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking of bread from house to house, they ate their food. They didn't meet in buildings. They met in houses. Interesting, isn't it? They ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those being saved. So people coming to Christ daily and adding to their number. Acts 4, verse 1. Now as they spoke to the people, the priests, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, being greatly disturbed that they taught the people and preached in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Going down to verse 4. However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of men came to about 5,000. Now look at that. Number of men. And we know with men come a lot of women. Right? Yeah. So at least 5,000. I mean, we got a growing church here. Acts 5, verse 12. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Yet none of these the rest dared to join them, but the people esteemed them highly, and believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women. You seeing anything here? Adding to the church, increase. Acts 6, verse 7. Then the word of God spread, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. The priests are coming to Jesus, becoming disciples, becoming followers of Christ. Acts 9, verse 31. Then the churches throughout all Judea, there weren't any before. Then churches throughout all of Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified, walking in the fear of the Lord, in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, and they were multiplied. Acts 11, remember Barnabas and Saul being released for the work of the ministry. Acts 11, verse 19. Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only. But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene, and when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus, and the hand of the Lord was upon them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Are you seeing anything? I mean, is it God's will for a movement? Acts is our standard. We're a continuation of the book of Acts. Hopefully Good News Church, and I know we have other folks in the ministries that you're a part of. We should be having our own chapter in the book of Acts, right? It's being recorded in heaven. I don't know what number we are, what chapter, but I think we have multiple chapters here. Acts 13. On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city, listen to this now, the whole city, this is Antioch, came together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy. And contradicting and blaspheming, they opposed the things spoken by Paul. Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold. That's what Danielle was talking about, being bold. That's what we need. We need some bold believers. They grew bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first. But since you reject it and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles, for so the Lord has commanded us. I have set you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. Now when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as has been appointed to eternal life believed, and the word of the Lord was spread throughout the region. Cities, towns, regions come into Christ. Let's jump to Acts 19, guys. And this is the kicker right here, Acts 19. And I'm not reading all of them. I'm just reading some of them about movements in the book of Acts. But this is the kicker, Acts 19, verse 8. And he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom, talking about Paul. But when some were hardened and did not believe, but spoke evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them and withdrew the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. And they continued this way for 2 years, so that all who dwelt in Asia. Now Asia is Asia Minor. I've heard that Asia Minor had the highest number. It's certainly 1 million, but I've heard as high as 15 million people. All who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. That is in 2 years. And so this, what I just read, was about 25 years of history since the day of Pentecost. So the church that started as 120 people on the day of Pentecost multiplied, reproduced, and spread to hundreds of thousands, I would say millions, came to Christ. These are the same kind of movements that are happening in the earth right now. We don't hear about it, but the books of Acts is happening right now. And it says in the Old Testament, the latter house is going to be greater than the former. That the book of Acts is the standard. And we're not trying to compare or outdo anybody, but they're the standard. Certainly, the Lord would want us to at least do what they were doing. So what a movement is. I said there's about 1,000. There's about 1,000, but there's almost like 2,000, maybe another 1,500 that are emerging. Meaning the seeds are being planted right now for a movement. So those thousand movements is probably about 70 something million Christians that are involved in that. But there's another 1,000 to 1,500 that the seeds are being planted. Maybe in Augusta? A movement of God is a dynamic advance of the gospel through the power of the Holy Spirit in multiple localities of peoples. This includes large ingatherings of new believers, robust transforming faith, and the multiplication of disciples, churches, and leaders. That's what we're talking about. And so I would say, why not here? And then the other thing is, why not now? Can movements like those in the book of Acts, and really this happening in the global south, can they happen in the Augusta area? And that's what we're trying to get everybody here in place, because we've got some strategies and some plans. But we don't want to get to the strategies and plans until people are on board. So we've been kind of taking our time, spending a lot of time in prayer, taking our time sharing things, sharing some bad news. I don't like to be sharing about, you know, I know numbers. I don't like to be sharing bad things happening in the U.S. I want to be, you know, like, I want to be where it's happening. But we have to have some brutal facts about what's happening. And you guys know it in your hearts. You may not, you know, I know we're all busy with our lives and don't get to see what's happening in the church, but you all know the decline has been happening. And so we can say then, there's a couple options. We can just say, okay, let's just kind of coast and try to make it until Jesus comes. Or we can get on the offensive. I mean, they started with 120 in the book of Acts. But the cool thing is, in this Augusta area, there's a lot of people doing things for God already. We're meeting these people. And so we're not alone. But we certainly want to contribute and do our part. And we certainly want to be believing. See, something's not going to happen unless you believe it. We're faith people, right? We live by faith. The just live by faith. We've learned a lot about faith, and faith for finances, and faith for healing, and, you know, faith for our families. We have to take that same faith and take it to the city. And so in order for things to change here, just like we do in our personal lives, we take the word, put it in our hearts and our lips. We bring it to God in prayer, just bring his word back to him. And we see results. But now we've got to get a bigger picture of what is this faith for? This faith is for nations. This faith is for our city. And so what we're wanting to happen is start engaging with God and start looking at his word and start believing, can God do that here? And to believe it. And then when we believe it, then we'll act like it. But it starts with our words. It starts in prayer. I've seen God do some amazing things in the Augusta area. And a lot of you know this, but some people don't. Do you know that Good News Church has been a part of winning 20,000 people in this area in one-on-one evangelism? How do I know that number? Because we recorded it. In 2001, it was 10,000. Remember, I don't know if it was, what summer it was. We used to have fish on our wall with names of people we ministered to. And so 20,000 people, you know, but that's 20,000. But, you know, we actually talked to a whole lot more than that. One summer alone, I know because I bought all the bottled waters for our outreach. We bought 7,000 bottled waters. That means each bottle of water, we give it to a person and then we minister to them. That means 7,000 in one summer, that many people we touched in prayer, in gospel, in love. They didn't all receive. But we planted seeds. Right. 20,000 people in this area is 2 to 3%. It's really more than that, the number of that's over 2%. Of this area, the CSRA, that we met, we contacted. So the Lord has already shown us it can be done. But as part of these strategies, we're talking about now getting them saved, but also raising up disciples who make disciples. Man, if we would have had 20,000 disciple makers, Augusta would be on the map right now. The spiritual map. This is our DNA. This is who we are. This is the whole thing about being life givers. I mean, Jeff was sharing. Sam and Danielle were sharing. Others are sharing. I mean, the foundation our kids have in the Word and what we know and what we know about faith. We're poised. Well, it's going to take more than just a few of us. And it's really a time of coming together. It's a time to be believing God. And so one of the main things I want you to walk away from here today is to know that God is moving in the earth today. I want you to know that. I can give you all the stats for those who love the stats. We can actually, you know, give you the 1,000 places where they're happening. Very few movements in the U.S., of course. But that's going to be changing. Yes. Because we're actually partnering with some other churches that are actually on the emerging movement lists, actually recorded by the people that make the records. We're partnering with those folks. And they're in Texas. So seeds are being planted. Seeds are being watered. And so I just want to, you know, get you guys ready for some exciting days coming. And I know you folks don't want to be just spectators. Corey, you don't want to be a spectator. Wasn't it better being on the field, getting that dirty jersey, walking after the game? You know what I'm talking about. I told you my story. I was second string in football. And our jerseys were just so white and, you know, clean and everything like that. And so during the calisthenics beforehand, I'd make sure I kind of, when I'm doing things in the dirt, I kind of get some dirt. Because after the game, you don't want to have just this clean jersey. I don't want to be that kind of Christian, though. I want to be on the first string. And we can be. We got the tools. You got the stuff. You got the goods. Every one of us has got a part. But to know that God's moving on the earth, and then the next thing is to believe that He could do that here. Now, I'm not promising you something overnight. This is going to take some time here. But I'm believing. I'm asking God for something in this area. And then, put up Acts 1:8 again, please, will you? I think we need to start reading Acts 1:8 differently. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Augusta. You shall be witnesses to me in Aiken, Grovetown, Appling, Thompson. How about New York City? How about Columbia? How about Cuttack, India? How about Chiang Mai, Thailand? It's to start believing, and take the word and bring it and put it in your life and start believing. And then it's amazing. When you start praying this way, we're actually partnering with God. He's going to start giving you words. I am declaring over the Augusta area, and you do it over whatever your area is. I actually live in North Augusta. I'm declaring everybody's saved. Join me in that. Add that to your prayer time. Everybody saved. Everybody coming to the knowledge of God's will. That's his heart. 1 Timothy 2. I'm believing for new ministries raised up, churches to be raised up, disciples being made, but not just disciples being made, but disciples who make disciples, who make disciples, who make disciples. And someday, I'll be standing here, and there'll be a tipping point in this area where it'll turn into that multiplication that I was reading about here, and it's going to spread. And that's where we talk about Georgia, South Carolina, and then we'll reach all them. Nate and Kristen are already in South Carolina. They're working over there. We'll meet in the middle of North Augusta. Or Augusta. Savannah River. We'll meet in the bridge. But I need some believers. I need some believers who can believe and expect it to happen in our world. He wants to do it. And then in the upcoming days, we're going to share more about movements. We're going to share some cool stories of ordinary people like us and what God is doing through them in other nations. And to say, wow, that person's like me. I can do that. God is just looking for somebody. And it's not about your good looks or your fame or your money or all that. It's about a willing heart, being willing and obedient. It says that they that are willing and obedient will eat the best of the land. So we got some exciting days ahead, y'all. I believe it's for some bold believers praying for you for boldness. And don't be looking at yourself and your abilities. Be looking at him and his abilities. Let's stand, everybody. Hallelujah. Let's just give him praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Send forth the laborers in the harvest field. Send them out. Thrust them out in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're asking for disciples who reproduce disciples. Leaders who reproduce leaders. Churches that reproduce more churches. And movements that reproduce movements, Father. We're asking for that in the name of Jesus. And we're asking you to do something significant here in Augusta. Lord, help us to partner with the other people and ministries that are here to do something great for the kingdom. We thank you for what's already occurred. So many amazing things. But the greatest days are ahead. Greater days are ahead. Lord, we pray for Terry right now in the name of Jesus. Just the favor of God upon her. And wisdom. And wisdom, Father, for the next steps. Terry, you have no idea all that has happened. You have no idea. If you could, you'd just be rejoicing. But doors are opening. The favor of God's upon you, wisdom, and your heart's desire shall come to pass. So we thank you for that, Father. Just doors opening for Terry, Matt and Terry. We thank you for it. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. I see you guys working together in a stronger way. You've worked together in a lot of ways, but I've got more, says the Lord. I've got more for you. And it's not going to be hard. It's going to be easy. So I thank you. You guide and direct their steps in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.